Welcome back once again to the Endurance Hour podcast. This is episode 290. Wow, we're 10 away from 300. Back alongside Wendy Mader, I'm Dave Erickson. Hope your march is off to a good start and you're dealing with the daylight saving time where you had to go ahead an hour. And now it's sunnier in the morning, or at least lighter in the morning. But for us, since we have a one-year-old, it's adjusting that schedule, Wendy, of like, okay, he's got to be on a routine. Now he's going to bed a little bit earlier. He's getting up. Actually, it's later. Anyways, it's really funky right now with the schedule. How is it on the East Coast? Any adjustments with weather, light, anything like that?
Well, you said it's lighter in the morning. It's lighter in the evening, darker in the morning.
We jumped ahead.
It's dark in the morning. It's for me, it's dark in the morning because instead of running in sunshine, I'm running in the dark. It doesn't get our sunrise now is at 7:40-ish.
Okay.
Which is late because I'm up at 5:30. So 7:40-ish is late, but it's sunny at night and it's great, but I'm inside the pool area and I want to be outside at night. But I'm coaching these kids, so I'm trying to incorporate our little dry land stuff out in the outdoors. Because, oh my God, you know, as swimmers my whole life, I'm always used to being cooped up inside, and now I want to be outside as much as possible.
That'd be sweet if you had an outdoor pool or a dome or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we have the outdoor pool. They just drained it because they got to clean it for the summer. But as far as like the time change, it really, I was anticipating it affecting me, and I think because of my anticipation, I've been fine with it. It hasn't affected me at all. I know it messes people up with their sleep schedule and all. And I just stayed with my regular routine and, you know, went to bed at my regular time, got up at my regular time, and I've adjusted really well.
Nice. Okay. Hey, we've got
I don't have kids. That's a new thing to think about.
Boy. It's wild to think about. You see I see people on social talking about their training or they're going to do this or that. And I'm going, boy, I feel like I missed a little bit of an opportunity, but you don't know it until you experience it about taking advantage of this free time. But I also understand that you maybe as a parent and you're juggling more things that you make the most of the time that is available. And then I think of people who, like James Burke, who's a member of the Suunto multisport team, formerly the Timex multisport team, who as an amateur was, you know, having finishing times at the Ironman distance in the pro time frames. And he has a couple of kids. He works full time. He's got a wife. And it's like, this guy still finds time to do all this. And I'm going, wow, this guy, you're a phenomenal athlete, great determination, focus, talent, and a family that's very supportive of this, and how hard that is to find that combination and to be successful in this endurance sport.
Yeah, that is amazing. I have a friend in Colorado. He's a lawyer. It's a family practice. And he's got like six kids. And he trains for Ironman. And he just did Ironman New Zealand. He actually did pretty well.
Oh.
But that's the career family Ironman triathlete right there. One of many, but that's a lot.
I would love to hear either by email or voicemail, speakpipe.com/endurancehour and then endurancehour@gmail.com. How are you as maybe people who are listening who have families, one or multiple children, obviously you're working as an amateur, able to put in the time and find the time and to make it all happen? I know we've shared this on the T2 Endurance Club group on Facebook, of that chart. The pie chart shows how much hours you have in the day, how much after you're eating, sleeping, working, family, all that stuff that you still have if you work it out just right, you know, 25 plus hours to yourself to do something if you want. There's always time available after you take care of the priorities. How are you doing it, everybody?
Well, speaking of, I just listened to a podcast. I was raking leaves before we got online, and I was listening to a podcast, Tim Ballou, I think that's how you say his last name, and he brought on a guest, Impact Theory. He's the guy who does Impact Theory. He brought on a guest talking about time management, and she just said, you know, the average, you know, full-time worker's 40 hours, 50, 60 hours a day, you sleep. And she counted up the number of hours in a week that you still have to exercise, family, which are normally your next, you know, your priorities, career, family, working out. And everything she talked about, you know, how to fit time in your day was just fabulous. It was fantastic. not that it wasn't anything that I tend to preach, but it opened up my eyes. Just things she was saying, it was just really good. So if people are looking about how to find time in their day, that's a good podcast to listen to. Impact Theory.
Impact Theory. Hey, we had a couple of questions. One about a Skype consult, and I'm trying to remember how we had this organized last time. If someone buys one of our programs, was it the swim program or just a program?
Any program. So if anyone buys one of our, we probably have about 20-ish on Training Peaks. If someone buys any of those training plans on Training Peaks, that comes with a 30-minute consult with me. I have not yet. We just introduced this a couple weeks ago, so I have not added that into the training plans. I've been meaning to. It just hasn't been my number one priority. But so on the podcast, if you listen to this and you purchase a program, and again, if you listen to this and tell me, I just heard it on your podcast, I purchased your program last year, can I still get my 30-minute consult?
Okay.
Of course you can. So just contact Dave or I, and we'll get you all set up.
EnduranceHour@gmail.com. So if you can either go to EnduranceHour.com, and you'll see our training plans drop-down menu with all the plans. And they're all, you can only buy them on Training Peaks. Or so if you do go to Training Peaks, which is a free service, so you can sign up for a free account, then you just type in Wendy Mader, but that's where you buy all of them. Any program you've ever bought and you're looking for some individual coaching, I know a lot of people have to pay for coaches and even consults just to you know, interview a coach, like, hey, do I want to work with this coach? Sometimes they charge you to consult. And then they, once you do work with them, that's part of their plan, some of their packages sometimes. Okay, I get you 1 hour a week. As part of this, it gets pretty expensive. We'll give you a half hour free on Skype, and then we want to record it. That's kind of the trade-off. You let us record it, and then we can share that audio with our audience. And if it gets super personal or something, you say, hey, I don't want any of this shared. Let us know ahead of time, but that's kind of what we want to do because we want other people to benefit as much as possible from your experience as an amateur working up the ranks, or you're getting off the couch and you're trying to get back in the world triathlon. We want to share your common questions because if you got it, 10 other people have the same question. So we have one of those in the works. After our last podcast, Christina emailed us and said, hey, I'd like to get involved in that. Absolutely, you can. Also, we had a question, and I don't know if I can ask you this right now, Wendy, about that keto diet while training. Are you down for answering that, or you want to hold off?
No, you know, the main thing is Cindy Dallow and I talked quite a bit about the keto diet on a former podcast. Mm-hmm. So really, I mean, I was meant to re-listen to that to share my comments. I just think resharing that podcast with this person who asked about it. I have coached personally athletes who have been on the keto diet and have fallen off of it as their training volume increased. I've known athletes, I've not coached them, but I've known athletes who've also been successful following the keto diet during an Ironman. And I say that with skepticism because I'm not following what they're eating. I'm not looking at their diet logs. I don't even know if they're keeping a diet log. And you know, I think people sometimes, I don't know, I'm going to use the word cheat, even though cheating's in the mind of the beholder. Some people cheat in the sense that they may unintentionally, not really know it, start eating foods that really aren't part of the keto. It's like people who follow the paleo diet eat like paleo brownies and paleo cookies that are not paleo. That's not part of the paleo nutrition plan, but because they're called paleo brownie, they think it is. So I say that with skepticism. You know, I think every nutrition plan out there works for someone, and it's just finding the one that works best for you and your goals and what you want to follow for the rest of your life. It has to be a lifestyle change. I don't like labeling diets. I don't like diets that are labeled such as paleo or keto, because to me, that's, for a lot of people, might not be necessarily a lifestyle change, and it's more of a quick fix for something. Usually it's a quick fix because they want to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And then they lose the weight, and then they can't really maintain that lifestyle of eating, so they change it and they gain the weight, or, you know, just it's like a yo-yo thing.
Got it. Since our last podcast, we've shared, I think, 3 to 5 different swim and run form video analysis on our YouTube channel, and we've got a couple more in the works. One of them is from John, And John had a swim video, and he also had some feedback with his video. And I want to read that here and then also let you know, Wendy will let you know, how you can submit a video for analysis free of charge from us, and where you can find it. So John wrote this. He says, hello, Wendy. You can find my video in the Dropbox link. Anyways, I appreciate the information and content that you and Dave shared with us. I enjoyed the advanced sprint triathlon training program that I purchased last year. My goals for this year are to have an injury-free season. Isn't that the case for everybody? And compete in 4 to 5 sprints, which I think is very, very doable. I have my goal race at the Chicago Triathlon with my son. I love that. Family tradition. Once again, thanks for doing the swim analysis. Thank you, John. So you know John now, I guess?
Now that I've done the analysis with him, yeah. He emailed me some feedback, similar feedback. So we've gotten a lot of good feedback. Just email, thanks. That was a lot of help. Mm-hmm. You know, and now that I've seen the video, because sometimes I will email people some content as well as some screenshots. And sometimes nothing clicks until they watch the voiceover. Their video, and then hearing my voice as they're watching the video,
yeah,
something clicks and they're like, oh my God, I totally understand and I totally got it. So I appreciate everyone's feedback. It's been great.
John's video is already on our YouTube channel. Just type in Endurance Hour, or you can type in Swim Faster in 30 Days. That's the title of our swimming coaching, and as well as one of our programs, a very popular program that we include 40 different instructional videos within it. Anyway, so John's on YouTube. You can see that. You can kind of see the example of how we produce these free videos for our athletes, our listeners. Wendy, what's the process? How can someone go about submitting a video, and what should they expect?
So go to endurancehour.com and click on the icon, free swim and run analysis. You enter your email, and then we'll email you instructions on how to record the video. Best done if you have a smartphone. Some people have sent me underwater videos with their GoPro. That's great too. And either drop it in a Dropbox and share. Don't forget to share the Dropbox with me. Sometimes you can attach it to an email. Or if I know you personally, you can just text it to me as well. Sometimes it's just easy to have on your phone and just a quick text to me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, within, you know, a couple days, if not that same day, I will watch the video, do my voice analysis, sometimes a movie analysis where you all actually see me demonstrate some things. I'll send it on over to Dave, and then he'll edit my voice over your video, and then we will link it up to you and send it to you.
It's a bit of a process, but we've done over 120 of these for athletes, and I think we're about 35 or 40 run analysis videos as well, because I know we've done a couple of those recently. And when you do those runs, and I think we put it in the instructions, give us different angles, you know, maybe a minute from in front, the side view, and from behind view, most likely on a treadmill. And then we can kind of gather a good analysis of what you're doing and then produce that video. And the swimming, very, very similar, maybe a 200-yard continuous one-take recording of you swimming, so we can see the entire process, not just one time down the pool, have someone walk alongside the deck with you. By the way, if you do go to endurancehour.com/33%, you can get 33% off any training plan on Training Peaks. This is an all-inclusive discount code for any of our plans that you get on Training Peaks. So go to that website and you can get that, and you can use it multiple times, not just once, multiple for eternity if you live that long. So endurancehour.com/33%. I do have a comment, another one. This is actually from a video. We made a video about Ironman 70.3 training for beginners. We produce these preview videos because, you know, a lot of people just say, hey, we got a plan, or a coaching system or group has a plan, and say, hey, just buy our plan. Well, we make a preview video of what to expect in our plan, so you're not just buying it blindly, because all of our videos and all of our plans include video instruction before every training block, but we also go to the effort of making a video ahead of time. So this one was before the 70.3 training plan for beginners from Marcus. He says, thank you for inspiring me to sign up for my first ever 70.3. He says, I'm not a great swimmer, but I have trained for over 2 months in my community pool here in Fort Myers, Florida. I'm super excited to be doing this. Just a little scared about the bike, scared about after the bike. I'm a very good half marathon time runner of 1:43 is my PR. I hope I can go the distance. I hope I can, go the distance and achieve my dream of one day going to Kona. May the force be with you, and may the odds be forever in your favor. That's from Hunger Games. Anyways, so he's doing, looks like April 14th, 2019, Ironman Haines City, Florida. He has a little hashtag here. So it looks, I guess there's a half there. Are you familiar with that race?
I'm not familiar with the race, but I am familiar with Ironman Florida. That's usually in Panama City.
Yeah.
Last year was canceled. Well, it was changed venue to Haines, Florida because of the hurricane last year.
Okay.
So that was actually the first time I ever heard of Haines, Florida, was because Ironman Florida was switched to that venue.
Mm. So Marcus left that comment below on YouTube, below that video. Another comment, Wendy, this is a good one for you. This is from Laura, and she left this comment below Brian's swim analysis video. She writes, "Hi, I'm preparing for my first triathlon, and I have a question. Whenever I'm swimming in the pool and I pass another swimmer or they pass me, I have to lift my head higher out of the water than I normally would to breathe in order to avoid swallowing water from their wake." Ah, been there. "How can I avoid doing this when I'm in a giant pack of people making super choppy water? Do you just always lift your head when swimming triathlon, even when not sighting?" So what's your suggestions on this?
So definitely your style of swimming is going to change in open water, especially due to the chop. So not just because it's open water, but most open water is going to have some sort of current due to jet skis, boats, people. Weather is going to create more turbulence than you will get in a pool, even more than a swimmer swimming by you in a pool. So it's definitely, you're going to have a more shorter, choppier stroke while you're kind of fighting against this turbulence in the open water. Mm-hmm. And your head, that will create a little bit of higher head position. And, you know, you definitely lift your head to sight, the alligator eyes. We have a video on YouTube, you know, demonstrating how to sight. But how do you like prepare? I'd say you can't prevent anything. You know, you can prepare. One reason I do a lot of breathing drills, such as with athletes breathing every 3, 5, 7, 9 strokes per length, is trying to get them to be able to feel comfortable holding their breath a little bit longer than their normal breathing pattern. Because in a situation where someone's passing you and you know, when you breathe while that person's passing you, you're going to have to lift your head or you're going to swallow water. Well, when you know someone's going to pass you, hold your breath and don't breathe at that moment.
Mm.
Same thing in open water. I know for me, at the start of a lot of open water events, I'm front and center. So I'm surrounded left, right, and behind me by people. And it creates a little bit of anxiety for me, even if because I look back and I see all these people. So I will really kind of swim that first, you know, maybe 200 to 300, mostly with my head out of the water. That's another benefit of my head out of the water stroke drill that I've incorporated into a lot of my programs, is because there's just bodies and I don't want to be kicked and I don't want to swallow water and I don't want to breathe at the inappropriate time due to the current and the body. So I train like that. I mean, I get used to doing stuff like that. I'm prepared for stuff like that. Every experience is going to give you a different experience. So you kind of learn by doing. And hopefully that answered her question, which I actually forget exactly what the question was.
Well, she was saying that she has to lift her head higher out of the water than I normally would to breathe in order to avoid swallowing water in the wake. How can I avoid doing this when I'm in a giant pack of people who are making a super choppy experience there?
Yeah, I don't think you can avoid it. I think that's just a normal pattern of breathing style that you are going to have to get accustomed to and not have to, you know, think about it. It's just a normal thing that happens when you're around bodies of people. And of course, lifting your head is going to affect your body position. It generally is going to cause your lower bodies to lower in the water. So just be prepared for that kind of thing to happen.
One thing I can think about is just when you anticipate or feel as though someone's going to be going by you, just start to really relax, maybe slow your pace down in half just to be calm and breathe out the other side as possible, you know, as possible. And I, you know, when you're in the pool and someone's going back and forth, yeah, just look to try to breathe the other side and work on breathing every third stroke if you want to avoid that. But, you know, anticipate where they are. But, you know, Wendy's obviously a lot more confident because of her experience swimming and of course her skill level. So she can go front and center with, you know, 100,000 people behind her. If you can just slow everything down and let it pass you in a matter of 10 seconds, it's over. So slow down, take a deep breath, but try to relax. And if you know it's there, it's a lot easier to deal with something because it's no longer the unknown.
Yeah. Exactly. I'd like to give a shout out to the Hangry Triathlete on Instagram.
Go ahead.
She, a couple of weeks ago, she tagged Endurance Hour on Facebook. I'm having internet connection issues, so I can't read the exact post, but she tagged Endurance Hour because it helps her get her through her like hour runs, hour training rides. And I'd like to just thank her for doing that.
Is that the one I sent you?
Yeah.
That was great. I've been following a few more people on the Endurance Hour Instagram account, and then they're jumping back in, and I'm just kind of following. They follow, I follow, they follow. It's awesome. Sue Phillips recently requested to be in the T2 Endurance Club group on Facebook, which is a closed group. We have over 400 members. We try to keep it small. That's on purpose because we want everyone who's there to get attention, to have a voice, and be real focused on the topics there. Obviously, it's multi-sports. And she is living in Queensland, and we have three questions for everyone who requests to join, and then we usually approve it here live on the show. So how did you hear about the group was the first question. She said, podcast suggestion on iTunes. So that's great. What kind of events are you training for or are interested in? She writes, ITU Age Group World Champs Olympic Distance. That's amazing. And then do you have a Training Peaks account? And she says, yes, the free version. So Sue, you are now approved in the group. And she's also a part of a few other groups. So that's awesome. So welcome to the group. That's where we post some, you know, the photos, inspirational phrases, questions and answers. It's a pretty lively group in there. So welcome aboard. Let me see here. What do we have officially? I'm trying to get the official number on the group. And I don't know if we're both having internet problems right now or not, but
yeah, I'm having internet problems.
Hey, there's a just want to send off to those who are listening prior to going or listening on the plane to St. George, Utah. That's where the inaugural Suunto multisport team is conducting their first get together slash camp this year for 2019. As some of you know, the Timex multisport team, which is a team Wendy and I were a part of. I was 6 years. Wendy, what, 8 or 9? How many years were you part of?
I was on for 9 years.
Okay. So that was the longest running multi-sport team going. And then this last year, basically, I think the title sponsor said, you know, the contract ended. We're not going to renew. So the team mostly, I think, is the same. They've added different members because of the Suunto philosophy and I guess, I don't know, features that watch has, because they'll all represent the Suunto watch now. And then I got accepted as part of the factory team. So I'm starting to learn about that a little bit as well. So I will probably get a watch at some point, a little bit of a discount as a member of that team, but I haven't purchased yet because I've been kind of busy. So they're in St. George, Utah here this coming week, which sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, I keep getting memories from Facebook about our previous Timex multi-sport camps. Those were some of the best weekends ever.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely miss it. And been to St. George, Utah once. It was fabulous. Oh, I'm so jealous.
In fact, that's the first event that I will be working as a member of the Ironman staff once again. And that is on, looks like the weekend of the 4th and 5th of May. And I don't know if I officially said what it was a couple of podcasts ago, but I was approached again to host some what they call Facebook watch broadcasts. And I guess they had a huge success last year with the Kona, the Ironman World Championship. And you even saw some of the, I think I watched some of the live broadcasts on Facebook Watch.
Yeah, I was driving to Ironman Louisville Saturday while the Ironman Kona was going on, I think it was October 14th. So in my car, I had it on Facebook Watch.
Yeah.
So I was listening to it, obviously, more than watching it. I thought it was really cool, though. I felt like I was there, you know, because I've been there. I know it. I was inspired. I felt everything that everyone was going through. And I got to my hotel and I just got my laptop up and I just continued watching it because it wasn't, how did we used to watch it?
On their website. Their website was on. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Iron Man Live. It was just so much better, I think, than the previous Iron Man Live coverage. It was an exciting race. So I couldn't wait to get to my hotel room and, you know, see the ending of it or the pros finishing and all that. So it was pretty cool.
My role will be like some of these other events that aren't being broadcast with a team like Greg Welch, Michael Lovato, Matt Lieto, some of those guys who are in a studio doing the broadcasting of these more well-produced shows. I'll be on site as the kind of the one-man band going there at the swim start, the, you know, transition T1 and T2 on the course, providing live coverage for you in snippets. Could be between 5 and 10 minute snippets live throughout those events. So if you see me down there, stop by, say hi, and maybe we can do a little chat, and then I can bring up maybe some of your story during those broadcasts so I can share some extra fun content when that happens. So that'd be my first event. And then the following weekend, Ironman Santa Rosa, I'll be there as well. And then the calendar fills up. And during Kona weekend, there's another race on the same day. It's Louisville, and I'll be there for Louisville on October 13th. That'll wrap up my first season back with the mothership, the WTC.
That's exciting.
Very exciting. So those listening, I'm happy to share that with you, and hopefully I'll have some other great content I can share on the podcast as well. Where what else do you want to hit on before we go? I know you're short on time today.
Yeah, it's March. St. Patrick's Day weekend's coming up. I know a lot of people usually do like a fun St. Patty's Day race. So if you're one of them out there, we'd love to hear how it went, how your race results went. I'll be posting in our T2 Endurance Facebook group because I'm also doing a half marathon this weekend. I'm looking forward to. And tomorrow, I don't know why, this is something I learned probably in elementary school. Beware the Ides of March is tomorrow, March 14th. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that's always a memorable thing for me. Julius Caesar,
yes,
said, beware the Ides of March on March 14th. And that's something that's always stuck with me. So shout out to tomorrow. Beware the Ides of March.
Where is your fitness the strongest right now?
Oh, running.
Yes.
You know, I say that because, well, okay, let me backtrack. I say running because I've been training for a marathon. I got Boston in a month. And I wasn't really swimming hardly at all. Maybe I would do, you know, 10, 15 minute like a recovery swim after my runs until I went to the age group state meet with the kids I coach. They inspired and motivated me so much that I'm like, I want to train again in the water. So I've actually been swimming for the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. Pretty good. Like, I'm like, wow, my swim fitness isn't too bad right now. And then I did a benefit ride. It was a St. Jude benefiting St. Jude at Lifetime Fitness. They have it nationwide, and I did it at my Lifetime Fitness this past Saturday. And it was 4 hours, and I'm like, okay, I just got through a 4-hour ride. It's different indoors. I realize that, but I felt really strong. So this running thing is, I'm doing well. It's benefiting me in all aspects of my life. And it usually does when I'm running well. It seems like all my training goes well, even though I'm not swimming and biking much. It seems to take care of itself because I'm running well. It's mental. I know. That's okay. So yeah, how about you? Are you managing?
I am barely managing. I'm working out. I usually get one swim a week, and that's because I can go to the Y, sometimes two, a Monday with my son because they have their daycare there, and then Saturday I still swim, but he'll be daycare, and my wife will go and upstairs and do some sort of cardio or weight training. So I'm barely getting in 2 days a week, but I have a plan to work on my fitness in early April. But right now, too many things going on to where I cannot get there. Plus, there's too many things going on. But that's the idea, is to, once I get situated the first couple of weeks of April, I will get back on a fitness training routine. I don't know if it'll lead to a race, but it will be leading to some fitness and the enjoyment of the process, which I find more valuable to me at my age right now is getting out there and going through the motions, but doing the activities. And if it feels right to go do something, I will do it. But at our stage, your stage, my stage, when you've done this for many, many years, you have to have what you've accomplished, you know, whether it's times mm-hmm. or certain races or certain distances. I need something more, a bigger carrot than finishing. You know, I've got a box of medals, you know, everyone's got these medals and these bibs. Like, that's so cool in the beginning. Oh, I got this, you know, some hardware. Mm-hmm. I need a bigger carrot. And my wife gave me one a couple of weeks ago, and it was really inspiring. She goes, she says, I want you to PR at a certain race. And I go, really? Why? I just want you to do it. And I'm thinking, and she goes, you know, Finn will be, our son Finnegan, he can be there to cheer on dad, even though he may not know what's going on. I go, yeah. And I've thought to myself too, at some point, I don't know when, I want him to see me at my best. And I don't think I've reached my best yet, or, you know, I have the best results. I want him to see me at my best and not be the dad who used to do triathlons or used to be, mm-hmm. you know, somewhat fast. So we'll see. We'll see when that moment happens, when time allows, when I make the time allowance for it.
Yep. Excellent.
So that's where I am. I've got a couple more videos to post on our YouTube channel. And I found one of the videos you were talking about, the swimming advice, a video that Wendy and I made, how to sight in open water with Wendy. I'll put that in the show notes on endurancehour.com/episode290. So you can find it there. And I got some other links as well that we've got some advice from other athletes on the alligator eyes kind of thing. That's good stuff. Okay. How about you? Are you good?
I'm good because I got to go coach the kids.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy, for making time available. I know it's not a full hour, but we are here to give you endurance thoughts and love, and hope you have a great week of training, racing, if you're there already, or recovery, which we're always recovering at some point. For Wendy Mader, I'm Dave Erickson. Thanks so much for listening to the Endurance Hour podcast, episode 290. See you next time. Adios.
Adios.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.